Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here he is. He, of course, from MaryDanceDin.com, Dr. Sean Ritchie, the Neuropathy Treatment Centers of Pittsburgh, in Wexford, Latrobe, and yes, Washington, Pennsylvania. Dr. Michael Scarton, huge success early on there. They've only been open a little over a month. Just an incredible story. On the table right now, as always, here it is. Write the number down. Call right now. Leave your information. If you're dealing with neuropathy, you know somebody that is. 724-940-9000. 724, easy number to remember. 940-9000. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. Please, if you have neuropathy or you know someone who is dealing with it, call now, 724-940-9000. It's great to see you again. And I don't think you ever thought in your wildest dreams Washington would be such a success so early.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, I mean, 2013, we opened in our neuropathy center in Wexford, and we started with one station. And we started putting ads out there, started growing. And then, surprising to me, I had to get another station. And that was months down the road. Then, eventually, I had to get, a year later or two, I had to get a third station. Then we go out to Latrobe, and we had one station. Then we ended up having to get a second station months down the road. So, June, we opened in Washington, put one ad out there. And within that first week, we had to already order a second station because we were so busy. And now the office has already been rearranged to have a third station down there. And we're not even 2.5 months into this. And the schedule is full. And I left the office yesterday, and I was just for stats for today's show. I counted how many visits we had in all three locations. And we had 172 visits between Washington, Wexford, and Latrobe, and each visit is 40 minutes. So I was calculating, that's like 117 hours of treating people with neuropathy in all locations. And it's just, we're just booked up all the way through. And but it's because it's working. You know, these people that are out there, there's so many people. It's like 10% of Americans have neuropathy. I'm getting calls from
10%?
10%. That's like 33 million people have neuropathy. I'm getting calls from all over the state, for one, but different states, you know, they hear the show, or a friend hears us today and calls them. And I get calls from a son in North Carolina. Wanted to know a little bit about him for his father. But it's amazing. It's truly amazing how many people have it. I mean, but then you look at what causes it. You know, there's four main things that cause it. It's the four main things that people get these days. Heart disease. They put them on statin drugs. Diabetes. I mean, that's like almost an epidemic at this point. Chemotherapy. You know, everybody knows somebody who's going through chemo, or if not has gone through it. That causes neuropathy. And then bad backs. I mean, everybody's got bad backs when we get older. Stenosis, arthritis, even back surgeries, some hip surgeries, knee replacements.
Let me ask you something else. You and I were just talking about calorie intake and diets and live it programs and staying in shape. Look, you look great. Obviously, you know, I could definitely lose a few pounds, but my generation, for the most part, ate pretty good nutrition growing up in the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
That's changed. A lot of childhood obesity now. Teenagers struggling for a number of reasons. Sedentary on the couch, video games, eating a whole lot of junk and not moving enough, okay?
Right.
Do you think weight has anything to do with neuropathy at all? If someone's overweight?
Well, that kind of leads to diabetes.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Just being overweight doesn't cause neuropathy, but that definitely leads to diabetes. I mean, we eat out of convenience anymore.
Oh.
And then just even the food that we have is definitely not healthy. We were talking earlier about going to a restaurant and reading the calories. It's hard to find something under 1,000 calories to eat off of a menu.
Listen, you do a little bit of that too. And, uh-huh. And listen, it's about diabetes. You want to stop diabetes or actually reverse diabetes by helping people lose weight. What's your rule of thumb to people who come to you? And obviously, if they've got diabetes, they're coming to you and they say, "Doc, look, I wish I could get this type 2 diabetes under control." Hopefully you get them while they're taking the pill as opposed to injecting insulin.
Well, yeah, it's keeping it real. You know, it's me. I live the 80-20 rule. I'll eat 80% healthy, and 20%. I get to, last night we were out to dinner. I splurged and had myself a nice sandwich. But it's just about keeping life real and not eating so much out of convenience. I always kind of tell my patients, when you want to eat healthy, don't go down any aisles in a grocery store. Stick to the outside. Think of what's on the outside of a grocery store. You got all your fresh vegetables, fresh produce, fresh meats, fresh dairy. Everything's fresh. You know, it's not a boxed up, you know, TV dinner kind of thing. So eating fruits, eating veggies, eating vegetables. I mean, that's the way to go. Just keeping it light.
And you know, listen, especially people who are on their feet constantly, who are dealing with neuropathy and have to make a living, this is right in your sweet spot. These are the people, 50, 40 some, right, that you want to help get their life back, because listen, their livelihood depends on it.
Absolutely. I just had a guy that came in, and the stories I hear, Rob, I mean, they're almost like they're
tearjerkers.
I mean, thinking about this guy, he came in, and he's young, he's in his 50s, and he's sitting there, and he's telling me about how has neuropathy. He's got two young boys, had to quit his job because he couldn't deal with it. And he says, I mask my pain by wearing it inside. I can't show my kids that I have this. And he said, you know what? And he was in tears. He's like, my kids are starting to know that I'm different than the other dads. I mean, that's just heart-wrenching. And he's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, I lost my job. I don't have a job. We're almost in a financial dilemma where we're going to lose our house. And this is what neuropathy does to people. It steals not only their mind, because that's all they think about is how bad the pain is, but it steals their lives. I mean, he can't sit around. He's got two kids, and they play hockey, and he's trying to, you know, be there for his kids in hockey, and he can't. It's just a struggle. It's torture for him. He doesn't get to enjoy his own family. That's sad.
It is very sad. Listen, so if they call right now, 724-940-9000. Mm-hmm. You actually give them the trifecta: the first consultation, examination, and first treatment, free.
Free. That visit's for me to determine if they're even a candidate. So there's a lot of people get diagnosed or misdiagnosed with it. So when they come in, we sit down and we have a conversation and try to determine what's causing it first off, and make sure that they're experiencing the demographics where it's in the peripheral, the feet, the hands, and the symptoms are kind of matching up to neuropathy. Then we'll do an examination, and that's for to see what they're feeling. You know, it's a real simple exam. We activate the nerves with sensories and make sure that they have it. And then once we determine they have it, we do a treatment. And the treatment's really easy. They sit in a recliner chair and relax, and we do that first treatment that day.
All right, listen, we're going to come back, and still to come, you're going to hear the stories of John Chandler as far as his whole life dealing with this and how this man has helped him. But again, the most important thing you need to know, if you're dealing with it, you know someone that is, just step aside from the radio, pick up the phone, call right now, leave your information, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. It's the Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, Wexford, Latrobe, in Washington, Pennsylvania. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. All right, back on the Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh program today with Dr. Sean Ritchie, MaryDanceIn.com. So we always like to begin any show by going over what neuropathy is, what you're doing, and then we're going to get Mr. Chandler in here to hear his amazing story. So let's kind of begin from the very beginning when we first met, and I would simply say to you, Dr. Ritchie, what is neuropathy?
Right. Okay, the neuropathy, to get a little scientific, we have a brain, and it controls everything. Every cell, tissue, organ is controlled by your brain. Sends a signal down your back and leaves your back as a large nerve fiber. Now, that large nerve fiber controls big things. It controls your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your pancreas, your muscles in your leg, and it gets all the way to the peripheral. And at the very ends, your toes, your fingers, there's this tiny little guy in the top layer of your skin, so small you can't even see it, and that's called a small nerve fiber or a sensory nerve. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel things. So you rub your hands together, you can kind of feel some friction, you feel some heat. That's a small nerve fiber working. People with neuropathy, that's the nerve that gets involved, and that's the one that gets damaged. And as I had mentioned, there's four main things that cause it. Diabetes is on a rampant, almost an epidemic now. Chemotherapy causes it. A bad broken down back. surgeries. You know, you can have stenosis or get back surgeries, even like hip and knee surgeries sometimes leave them with neuropathy. And then some medicines, in particular, cholesterol medicines. And we know everybody has heart disease these days, so they're giving people cholesterol medicine just as a preventative measure. And unfortunately, it's leaving them with this unfortunate neuropathy. So once they get it, it's confusing to them. You know, like we get a sore elbow, you know, you throw some ice on it, or you kind of rest it and it seems to get better. Mm-hmm. Well, neuropathy is the exact opposite. The first thing you start feeling, they feel funny. They feel like they're going a little bit numb, or you feel like your socks are bunched up and you're walking on your socks and you take your shoe off and they're not bunched up. They say they feel like they're walking on pillows or sponges.
Do you realize how many different types of shoes you go through? You keep thinking yeah. It's your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And sooner or later, you're like, I can't afford to keep buying new shoes.
Right.
Shoes aren't going to help.
Right. Shoes definitely don't help. Don't waste your money on them. There will be ones that will be a little bit more comfortable than the others, but it doesn't help your neuropathy at all. Numbness is always the first thing that they generally get. And some people stick to that, but then it becomes an a la carte system after that on what they get. They can get the really bad burning. It feels like somebody's putting a blowtorch on them. Or it could be cold, the exact opposite. They feel like they are in an ice bucket, and then you touch them, and they're not cold at all. You can get the sharp stabbing pains. They're sitting there watching TV, and they'll just jump because it felt like somebody stabbed their feet, or they put an electric cord on it and just zapped them. You can get cramping. You get feel like you're getting stung by bees. The pins and needles are a common thing, the tingling kind of feel. So it starts at the tips, typically, of the toes, usually both feet, kind of rolls back the feet, catches the bottoms, then it'll hit the tops, ankles, roll itself up into the knees, and that's where it stops. Same with the fingers and the hands. It'll roll all the way to the elbows, and that's where neuropathy starts. After it hits that point, then it gets more and more severe. Typically at night, it's worse because the circulation slows down. Then that becomes the brigade of not being able to sleep. They go to bed to rest and hopefully rest their feet, you know, and feel a little bit better. But the circulation slows down, and then here's the battle. Now all of a sudden the burning just starts to kick in, the sharp stabby pains. They fall asleep for an hour and get woken up, and they're just on fire. So they have to get up and start walking around for an hour or two or three, finally get them to settle down, go back to bed for another hour. This is their life. This isn't one night. This isn't getting a flu and you have it for a night or two and it goes away. This is every night. I mean, I can't imagine trying to go to rest and get some good sleep, and I sleep an hour or two a night, and then I wake up the next day to face the same battles. Unrested, just dragging, and that's just it just blows my mind what they have to go through.
Do you think that there will ever be a surgical cure for this? I can't believe it. With all of the wonders that we've done with modern medicine, and they haven't found it yet, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it's the if you knew how many nerve fibers there are, millions of them, and when you get to those small, tiny ones, it's not like you have that, for example, sciatic nerve that's being irritated and you get that sciatic pain where it's actually physically one nerve that they can go in and maybe reduce some of the pressure on it from a back surgery. We're talking millions of little fibers in your feet that touch all the layers of skin. So there's really not a surgical thing that they'll be able to do. But that's great what we do. I mean, our program is designed to regrow these small nerve fibers, and it's just a matter, we're giving the body the ability to regrow these nerves. And it's not, the technology isn't like surgery where we're adding nerves to it. It's giving your body's ability to regrow them. And it just works fantastic.
So how in the world, and we've talked about this before, but we've known each other such a long time. How did you find out about this?
Accidentally. It was 2013. I was talking to a colleague of mine, and I helped him with a program out in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And he called me a couple of months later to just thank me for helping him. And he said, if we can ever help you, we do a couple specialty programs at our office, and they work really good. And one was decompression therapy. And I said, no thanks. And then he said, we treat people with neuropathy. Now, as doctors, we're taught that neuropathy is the damage or death of nerves, you know? And he's like, yeah, we're helping. I'm like, nah, I don't believe that would work. And so after hanging up the phone, it was like, as the months went by, it kept fallen in my lap. You know, patients would come to me and talk about neuropathy. I'd see commercials on TV. It just kept landing in my lap. So I followed that fate, and I called him back, and that's when he kind of explained to me that there's some new technology on the market that is non-invasive, and it's FDA approved, and he says it's a way to regrow these nerves. And so I got involved with it, and still didn't believe in it. Super skeptical. I took 6 patients that I had that had neuropathy, and I said, "You guys are my clinical trial. I need you guys to be honest with me. I don't need you to make me feel good about this program. I want you to tell me what your true results were." And wouldn't you know, all 6 of them got resoundingly better. Some even got 100% better. And it was all across the board. One was chemo, one was diabetic, one was taking cholesterol medicine. I had a 35-year-old woman who had an autoimmune disorder, and they all got better. And I was astounded. So I put one ad out in Wexford in a local magazine out there, 55 plus, and my phone never stopped ringing. And it was...
That's how desperate people are, Doc. I mean, they're basically taking a chance. They're rolling the dice because they've tried everything.
They have. You wouldn't believe the journeys that people have said. I mean, some people that are just getting it, by the way, is if you are just starting to feel these symptoms, make the call, because that's an easy, quick fix. When you've had it for 10, 12 years, I mean, we got some work to do, but we can still make that change. But the journeys that you hear them go, you know, they start getting that lumpy feeling and they tell the docs. And it's funny that I hear the docs try to avoid the conversation because they don't know what to do with it. They have gabapentin, Lyrica, which usually never does anything. It masks the pain, doesn't fix anything. So yeah, it's make the call if you definitely are starting to get it.
All right, here's the number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, first treatment free. You're going to hear an amazing story coming up next, John Chandler, when we continue with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, MaryDanceDan.com. And this Pittsburgh Works really does work. He is the guy helping people with neuropathy, Dr. Sean Ritchie, Neuropathy Treatment Centers of Pittsburgh, MaryDanceDan.com. Again, the phone number you should call if you're dealing with it, you know someone that is. It's even worth waking them up early on a Saturday and telling them to call, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. All right, let's welcome John Chandler to the program, who has an amazing story to tell. Mr. Chandler, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
How you doing, John?
Doing good, Doc.
Well, I thank you for getting up this early and coming on the radio with us.
No problem.
That's great. So you started doing our program a couple weeks ago, and I know your results are doing pretty well, but it all started one day. Why don't you begin by telling us when this all began?
Well, I had back surgery in 2015, and shortly after that, my wife and I were up in Michigan, and I got out of the shower, walked across the room, and I felt like a needle stuck in my toe, in my left foot. And I couldn't find the needle, and my wife couldn't find it. And I'm like, there's something there.
Right.
And, you know, you start thinking you're crazy, but then a few days later, it started my foot, and then both feet, and up in my calves.
Mm-hmm.
And then just before Christmas of last year, it got into my hands.
Right.
And I couldn't walk anymore, and just, you know, I changed shoes, I changed socks, tried everything, and...
Right.
The burning and the be cold 1 minute, hot the next, and tingling and burning. It was just more than I got to where I could stand it.
Right. You were getting that shock kind of feeling?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it felt like you were just getting blasted.
Right. But the weird thing, it was sensitive to touch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife could, like, walk by with my foot up on the recliner or something and just touch it. And I just jerk it back. And
right.
She'd look at me funny, but... It was just a different feeling than what I was used to.
How did that, when you started getting all those symptoms and things started doing, how was life changing?
Well, we'd gone on a trip to D.C., and I couldn't walk anymore.
Yeah.
We'd walk a ways, and I'd stop, and I enjoyed the outdoors a whole bunch.
Right.
Trout fish and streams.
Right.
Well, I couldn't tell where I put my feet anymore.
Right.
And I was afraid I'd just, you know, step in a hole or step between two big rocks and break a leg or something.
Right. Right. So you haven't been able to do the things you used to do and you took for granted, huh?
No, it's really slowed me down.
Right. So your dad, I guess it had a little bit more impact of when you started getting these symptoms. Your dad kind of had this, huh?
Yeah, he'd had heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a reverse reaction of the blood thinner. Instead of thinning the blood, it clotted the blood.
Mm.
And he lost part of both feet.
Right.
And I know numbness isn't any good, and I'm thinking, man, if if I get to where my dad was, because his quality of life went downhill after that.
Right. So... Yeah. You made a journey. I was talking a little bit about how people go through a journey once they start getting these feelings. How did it all begin when you first said, okay, I got to address this? What did you do?
Well, I went to a podiatrist first,
mm-hmm.
and he said there was nothing he can do. It was all nerve.
Right.
I went to my family doctor.
Right.
And they said, oh, it's probably neuropathy. We'll have you check for diabetes. They mm-hmm. checked that. Wasn't diabetes. So they said, well, go to a neurologist.
Right.
So I go to a neurologist, and he recommends pain treatment center.
Right.
So I go there, and that guy's like, your problem deals from back surgery, scar tissue in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they can operate, remove the scar tissue, but in 2-3 years, they're going to have to do it all over again.
Right.
So he didn't even do anything to me. And so then I had an EMG
mm-hmm.
where they stick the needles into your muscle and they shock you and everything.
Yeah. I hear that's not that fun.
Oh, it's pleasant. Everybody should try at least once. But, you know, when you're at the point I was at, you're willing to do about anything.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we did that, and they put me on gabapentin. It's mm-hmm.
Right, to mask it.
Standard treatment's my understanding, but it did no good.
Right.
I was taking 3 pills a day and couldn't even tell I was taking them.
Right.
And it really messes up your liver and stuff after a point. And when I went back, they're like, well, it's not doing any good, and it's like they were at the end of their line and they couldn't do anything for you, so they were done.
Right.
And I tried physical therapy and massage. I tried anything I thought would work, but nothing worked.
Right. Kept getting worse.
You know, we were on vacation, and I saw a thing come across TV about neuropathy seminar in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wasn't going to be there when that seminar went on, but I told the wife, I said, with them having seminars, there's got to be hope somewhere.
Right.
So she got online and saw that it mostly was chiropractors doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a little skeptic when it comes to chiropractors. I'm thinking, how are they going to crack you and whack you and make your feet feel better, you know?
Right.
So we... Well, my wife actually heard you speaking on KDKA a few months back.
Right.
And she mentioned it to me, and I said, we've got to do something. You know, I was at the point where I'd went and saw a witch doctor or just about anything.
Yeah.
And so we come into your clinic there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pretty good judge of character, and yeah. I thought, this guy really cares.
I appreciate you saying that.
You know, he's not there just to make a buck. He's there because he cares. And started the treatments, and it's been great. I'm probably about 70-80% back. I'm walking again. I'm fishing again. My wife says, you know, she's got her husband back.
That's amazing. And you're not only about halfway through the program at this point.
Yeah.
70-80%. You might be one of the 100%ers. My friend.
Well, we can always hope.
That's right.
You know, your staff is great. The ladies, they make you feel like home, and they care also. I think they care as much as you do.
Yeah, they are great. They are great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the radio and, and tell your story. You've given a lot of people out there some hope that there's actually something that does work.
That's it. It's all about hope.
Yes, it is. That's
right.
For sure.
Hey, John Chandler, thank you so much. And folks, put some hope back in your vocabulary if you're dealing with neuropathy. Call right now. Leave your information, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Special offer, first consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. So what a great story. And that guy don't pull too many punches, does he?
No, he's a character. He's a lot of fun to see.
You meet a lot of really nice people, don't you?
I always say it's like pulling a thorn out of the lion's foot. You make that lion happy, then you become friends.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. It's MaryDancedIn.com. We will be right back. All right, I want to talk about technology with you, Dr. Ritchie. But before we do that, again, the most important thing is the phone number. Call now, leave your information, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. The special offer, first consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. So the technology, as easily as you can explain it for people like me who are on the learning curve. So go ahead.
Right. The best thing about what we do, it's painless. You know, you get a bad knee, all you got to think about is surgery, a bad shoulder, a bad back. Surgery comes into play a bit. This technology has been around a while, but boy, is it advanced. So there was a doctor, a neurologist, who started doing some studying on what neuropathy was.
Right.
And he found out about it's the damage of small nerve fibers. And there was this guy in 1998, Dr. Gnaro, he discovered this thing called nitric oxide that our body produces. And he found out that it has one purpose. It dilates capillaries. So this Dr. Joe Dodaro takes that knowledge and he said, man, I wonder if somehow we could use that technology to create a floodgate of nutrients to the tissue. And sure enough, that's what happened. So what we utilize is low-level light therapy.
Okay.
And what it does, there's very specific frequencies of light in a specific pattern that will go through a 20-minute treatment, and it creates in the top layer of your skin or production of nitric oxide to open those capillaries. And once you do that, that's where all the oxygen and all the nutrients get released into the tissue. I like to think of it as like your foot that has neuropathy. It's like we've just had 30 days of no rain, and you look out at your grass, and it's just like that, you know, crinkled up, gray or dried up grass.
Look like it's never going to survive.
Yeah, that's what neuropathy feet kind of look like when it moves forward. But you pull out that sprinkler, and you start to add it, and it's like you're giving it all the nutrients to just start to grow and grow. And that's what we're doing. We're providing an environment that just floods the tissue and gives it health and nutrients and oxygen. And then your own body has the ability to then start to regrow those nerves. So that's what we do. We've been doing that since 2013. And about 2.5-3 months ago, the guy that developed these lights, the engineer behind it, called me up, flew in from Reno. We went out to dinner. He's like, Sean, I just developed a way to improve this technology to 4.5 times stronger. And I was like, how could you do that? And so he pointed out the technology and all the science behind it. Sure enough, I replaced all my equipment and all my stations, all 8 stations. I replaced them with all this new equipment, and it really has made a difference. I mean, the people that were going through it, that were kind of at their 60, 70% better, had this really quick jump, you know. And even people in the past that were going through it, I had them come on and do some trial runs with it, and everybody seems to be noticing a big difference with the new technology. So that's been great, and that's what we do. That's the primary thing that we do. We add a lot of other things to the program. About 1.5 years ago, I brought something to the table called magnet therapy,
yes,
which kind of blew my mind. And so magnet therapy is FDA approved to improve circulation. So when your heart sends the blood, it goes to your arteries, capillaries, and veins and back. And I always like to make people guess, but nobody ever knows. If you line that whole circulatory system up, that travels approximately in a human adult, 92,000 miles. Our circulatory system will wrap around the earth 3 times.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. 75% of that flow is in your capillaries. Now, that's where all the oxygen goes out and feeds everything. It feeds your eyes, your tongue, your heart. So this new company came up with a new sine wave. Now we can increase that flow up to 50%. So conceptually, our whole program is about dilating vessels and creating and increasing the blood flow that is passing by that area. And the results are amazing. I mean, if you're a good candidate, most my patients get anywhere from 50 to 100% better. And it's amazing. We're seeing more and more patients every day, and the results are just great.
So what would you tell someone out there as we are approaching the final minute of this program and saying goodbye to you for another week? What would be your advice to someone dealing with this?
I know you're skeptical. I have so many people that have listened to you and I talk on the radio since we started this show. And they're like, I've just waited too long. I'm here, you know, and they're just doubting it. And it's like, there's no way. I've gone to 100 doctors and all the medical world has told me that there's no hope. I'm going to be in a wheelchair. But here I am. I'm ready to give this a shot. Don't wait. Don't wait till it gets worse. Give me a call. Your first visit's free. And we'll have a chat to make sure that you're a good candidate.
You know, and I've told you this before, I can remember where I was, when it was, and I'm not as severe, and you've helped me, believe me, like a lot of the folks that come and see you. But I remember my legs were crossed as they always were. I was in a position of lying down in my bed with my head up, propped up with a pillow, watching television, and I thought my leg was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
My left foot.
Right.
And I got up, and it was okay, but it never has been totally the same.
Right.
You've helped, obviously, in a big way. But it's amazing. If people really sit, many of them will be able to pinpoint when this whole journey started for them. So they need to get going in the right direction by picking up the phone, making a call. If you're dealing with neuropathy, someone that is, you know, please tell them. And just because we're going off the air, spread the word, give the information, and tell them that you were listening to Doc today on KDK Radio, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment, absolutely free, MaryDanstin.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, stay with us. Much more to come. Rob Pratt Saturday continues after Shelby Gassesi in the news at 8, 3 minutes away.